Our Eternal Floodplains by Dornish Viper, read by Jack Sloncoat, a Disco Elysium fanfic. Summary. The phasmid has lived a long time. It will not miss Dross, but it will remember him. He looks at the phasmid often, unfocused, unclear. He will never be able to see it. But of course the phasmid sees him, the way his face changes and shifts. It changed and shifted for years. It changes and shifts now. It will continue to change and shift until finally it cannot change or shift anymore, and he is, was, will be stuck with lines above his eyes and a tightness around his mouth. The phasmid watches him from the reeds the first day. It does not miss him now or then because it does not miss things. It knows how long and how short time is all at once, and so it simply lives and flows with the wind and with the water. It is aware that someone has come because this is its home, and it has always had guests, but none of them have ever stayed. Not until him. It remembers that day, the way his skin is brown and shines just like the sand on the shore, and his eyes are gray and cloudy like the sky. The phasmid sees in him its own home reflected back through him, and through the land understands his body. His cries in the night echo and become the rain and the howling wind of a storm. The world inhabits him entirely, all of its history played out on hard muscle and sharp bone, aggrieved the way only history herself can be. There are lines on his face that the phasmid cannot understand, no matter how much they dig into his skin like rivers. It sees them when he watches across the water. The twinkling lights and the decay and the blood and also the music. A woman. His heartbeat speeds up when he watches her. He sweats. He grows hot like the summer. He becomes louder and louder. Anger. Anger is something the phasmid comes to know through him. When the water turns red with all the blood and the corpses fill the land all around them, that is when the phasmid notices that his face changes with his heartbeat and with the sounds of sobbing that leave him like a desperate and roaring wind. His screams are worse than anything it has ever heard. Something despaired, a starving animal, too trapped and too alive to ever escape its own noise and its own fear. The phasmid hears him on the wind, and the grief conjures up a terrible storm, and the storm will become a bullet, and the bullet will become a body, and the body will become all of history, too, just like he is. History and the wind and the phasmid itself became part of him, and it was all a part of him when the two officers came looking. They took it all with them, and the phasmid remained alone again. But it will remember the shape of the lines of his face, and the way he makes the wind scream when the bodies are buried. The End. Written work posted September 2025. Audio recorded January 2026. Thanks for listening.